Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The celebration is on during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buy's 4th of July mattress sale. Right now, you can rest easy with drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses. Adjustable comfort, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, whatever you choose, you'll get a great night's sleep at the lowest possible price. It gets even better with free delivery and no interest for up to 48 months. Hurry into one of our 33 stores for details on this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The witching hour has arrived. Put your hands together for Sarah and Vinny. Here they come.
You're here. Siéntese, mijo.
Damn, right off the bat, huh?
Sorry, Bren.
All right.
That's funny.
We're going to go in a circle real quick. I just want to do a level check.
All right.
Oh, so we're not on yet.
We're on.
Oh,
but
we are.
We're not.
Be a part of it. I like to leave it all in.
Okay.
Leave that in.
Vaughn, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I can hear you.
Oh. I am here.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nice, Yuzi.
Vin?
So,
oh my God,
my lady and my kid were in the back.
I don't think Vinny can hear himself.
And she goes, "You guys aren't going to start cussing right away, are you?"
Oh God, no!
First word out of her mouth.
The kid was.
No, she's gone. You got to go. There's no staying for the secret show.
Sorry.
We can't have the 3-year-old learning new words today.
Oh right, like you've never slipped that out at home. Have you really never?
No, I haven't.
Sarah sounds good, human.
Yeah, good. Check. Am I on? Yeah, you're on.
You're on. I hear you. Sound Can you good. Hear you?
All right. Are you guys ready to start? Because there's a ton of questions.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right.
You guys don't have anything you want to get to first, do you?
Well, how about Sarah right. and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday,
oh, yeah, the start would
July
be good.
28th? Sarah
from where?
Vinny, from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission. Hold on. Mission Inn and Spa. I want to say thank you to Michelle Heston, who has hosted us here for the last 3 years.
Thank you,
years.
Michelle, yes. Wherever you are.
Somehow, we keep getting invited back. She must be a party animal. She must secretly love The Secret Show. Okay, hold on. I got a cheat sheet here. Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, June 28th, 2017. We're doing it live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa for Alice's 21st birthday party. This is the official. She is really 21 years old. It's hard to believe, actually. Hold on. Let's kick things off by first picking out the narwhal race team.
Oh, yeah. We do have... are you Natalie? Natalie, you're in my place, right?
All right, Natalie. So,
Natalie.
We do for a moment, you guys.
Look at her.
Sorry about this, but we need to pick...
Business.
Who's going to push you?
All right.
Who's going to push you?
Push it real good.
Oh, yeah, All right, turn around.
Stand up.
Stand up, my darling.
This is good.
Is that the guy? Oh. That guy next to you?
Is this the guy that's going to push you? Oh, your husband?
Your husband? Okay.
He, right. Yeah, you're going
to
push?
Stand up, sir. Right. Stand up. I need to look at you.
Yeah.
I need to you to turn around. Let me show me. Some.
His pants are a little tight.
Okay.
What does
I'm
that
down.
Mean?
I'm good.
She said yes. It's approved.
Okay. So this is right. This is Yuzette's representation in the race.
Natalie,
now, what about Bryn and Hooman? Have they already picked out their
you guys?
Do we need to pick this second,
yes.
or can
wanna,
we pick at
yes,
the end?
Right
I
now, right
pick
now.
The second.
Right now, right now.
I need a manly man. I'm sorry. No chicks.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
are you
this...
a good swimmer?
That is so typical.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, is anybody surprised that just got said?
That.
All right. I'm going to take this guy right here.
Wait.
Sir, come over
name?
Here.
That
come
guy?
Here.
That's your type? I mean,
yeah. This is my time.
Okay,
this is my time.
Oh, well, this person does have to push you, and you got to get in the pool. Hooman's going to ride the narwhal, and you have to push him all the way across the pool.
Can you do that?
Are you a good
ready
swimmer?
To be pushed? I'm ready to be pushed.
All right, push
it.
Real
all
right.
Good. What's his name?
What's your name?
Nathan.
All right, Nathan.
Nathan, meet us at the pool, okay? After the show. All right, Bryn, pick your person.
All right, I got a whole team already lined up.
All right.
All right, first of all, I want to pick my 9-inch friend, Caleb.
Caleb!
Where's Caleb at?
Caleb, he's a beast.
Oh, who are you picking?
Where's Caleb at?
I don't think Caleb's
Wait,
here.
No, he was here.
No, he is here.
Oh, right. There he is. Guys,
there's Caleb.
Where's he?
Oh, man.
Check out my big 9-inch.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
You got
God.
Swim trunks?
Caleb, come
are
here.
You swimming?
He's
Caleb.
A beast.
All right. And then
Damn.
I have Heather, who's going to sit in the floaty race for me.
Oh, you're having
bikini.
A sub, too?
What?
She's in a bikini well, for
can
us.
Can I get a sub, too?
Nah, you can't get a sub. I already thought this out, man. Thank you so much.
Oh
that doesn't
God.
Seem right.
Wow, we are out of control.
Yeah, already.
We're like a minute right. in. It's
I
already
know.
Thanks, Heather.
That is done. Rebecca,
okay, let me
wait,
see what the next
Rebecca,
thing is
okay,
on our
right?
list.
Where's Rebecca?
I want a sub too.
No,
no.
You didn't
late.
Think of it.
Yeah.
All right, what else, okay. Sarah? Hurry up.
All right, hold on.
Hurry up. It's a Hooman show.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Hurry up. We got to turn things over to Phil Donahue.
Freaking who? Oprah.
Hoopra.
Is that
Hoopra.
It?
Oprah.
Special thanks to the Monterey Bay Aquarium for sponsoring. I'm sure they are thrilled to be associated
the
with
they don't
the
shame.
Secret Show.
Fine. They'll get a totally
Monterey
different
Bay
copy
Aquarium.
Of this than the one that's going to go online.
For sponsoring the race and offering up some cool prizes, plus be sure to try tonight's signature cocktail, the Nargarita.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Woo! Brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Like, what's in that? Like, fish sauce or something? We also want to mention, karaoke is open to everyone. Yes, I know. I'm so excited for karaoke.
Oh, my gosh.
Like everyone's excited about it.
Cool.
Everybody who sings will pick up Alice's birthday party T-shirt.
Yeah.
While they last, which it says point to promo person.
Promo person.
Who's holding that up?
Wait, where?
Oh, there it is. That right there. There it is.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
You get that T-shirt. Oh, here we go. Right here.
Look at that. Pretty.
You know, we always thank the promotions team after at the end, but man, they did a killer job this time again. Yeah. It looks
as
great.
As usual. Yeah.
The 21st birthday signs look so good. Way to go, you guys.
Yay! Promotions!
T-shirts. Excellent.
And I will say one thing. Of all the people that have worked at Alice over the years, Denise St. Louis was there when it was the rocker.
when it was
Denise,
K-R-Q-R. And Denise St. Louis, she conceived the whole Alice thing. She's behind. If you've been to other Alice events, she's amazing. And 21 years, this is a huge day. You're legal. You can have a drink tonight, Denise. Thanks for everything. You know, we try to sing your praises now and then, but Denise is...
Thank you, Denise.
Denise St. Louis, everyone.
Denise St. Louis.
Yeah. Love you. Love you.
I almost got her to flash me her cans earlier, too.
No
did you see
way.
That?
You were really close.
She would never do that.
She almost did it.
She thought about it. She was thinking about it.
She's amazing.
Right, Rebecca?
She's very...
It almost happened.
She's very respectable.
All right.
Hold on, I still have other things.
Stop it.
God, who man.
He needs to do a show already.
I know. Shut the sleep up.
Relax, everybody. Plus, you'll be in the running for the karaoke grand prize of Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors from Bananas at Large.
Killer, you guys. This is a great prize.
Vinny, just for like 30 seconds, tell us about it, because you have
They I don't have them yet, but I did get fitted for a pair, so they actually fit them to your ears, where you can use them with your phone, like mm-hmm. you'd use your regular whatever earbuds that come with, or you can obviously listen to whatever stereo system you're using, but they're killer.
Are they? I have Ultimate Ears actually, and they're I use them for monitors now when we perform. They pour in your ear.
No, now they do it. So now they don't do it that way.
Fancy.
No, they pour in your ear.
Well, they mold it exactly to your ear. Someone takes the on the side of your head, and
I'm
like
sure
squish
Bananas
it in there.
At Large is like, yeah, yeah. Thanks.
I'll take them.
So what do they do now?
They have a little device. Actually, this was interesting. So they've got a computer screen, and they take the device. The lady's really, you know, she doesn't hurt you or anything, but she sticks it sort of in your ear, and it's making a little beeping sound, and they're totally
mapping,
charting your ear. And if she goes, close your eyes, and I'm all right. And then I opened them because I'm a head, and I had to because... And there's the inside of my ear canal, and I'm like, thank God I cleaned my ears before I came. Because even with my having cleaned my ears, they were waxy and disgusting in there. Like, oh my God, I'm going to barf. And I go to her, I'm like, you see inside? She goes, your ears look great.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh God, how can you do this job?
Some nasty ears.
Whatever. I mean, they've totally mapped your ear, and they're made to... fit
you in.
So whether you
can't
use
lend them to anyone
to talk on the phone, or you're going to use them to be a singer in a concert someday.
So that's part of a prize that we have.
Yeah,
that is. That's for
Narwhal.
The karaoke grand prize of custom Ultimate Ears. Those things are not inexpensive. They're top of the line.
That's the karaoke prize.
They're like $2,000.
The karaoke contest. I know they're.
Really expensive.
Hella expensive.
Yeah, hella.
Karaoke contest will not be judged on talent. It says so right here.
Skin to win, baby. Skin to win.
Listen, figure out a way to win it. You have to sing to get in the running. So we'll pick the winner. Oh, it's going to be random. It's a random draw.
It is random. Right.
So you don't have to do well. You just have to do.
It's not skin to win?
You just have to do.
All right. Not based on talent.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, right. Human must be ready, right?
I am.
And I'm done with my... Can I throw this out now?
Yeah,
you should give that to me and not do that.
All right, everyone.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God that bitch is done talking.
Hey, before we start the secret show, we have a very special listener in the audience. And I just want to acknowledge
her. Is it Georgie?
George! Miss, what's your name?
Sherry.
And Sherry, is it true that you're going to give birth tomorrow?
It is.
All right, Sherry.
Oh. Sherry.
Let's have a look at you. Stand up.
I'm all checked in, but I wasn't going to miss this. I've been wanting to come here forever, and I've never won tickets, but my girlfriend won tickets for us, and I couldn't pass it off.
All right, Sherry.
Stand up, Sherry.
Let's have a look.
Can you see her?
Oh,
wait,
damn.
Side view?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. I love you guys. You're so amazing. And let's hope I don't give birth right here.
Well, I was going to say,
let's hope you do. We want that.
We're praying for that.
Yes. Could you go into labor right now?
Well, I have a labor and delivery nurse right here I just discovered, so we're all set.
Fantastic.
Right in front of her.
We've got the bar to numb things up, so I think we'll be fine.
The bar. Oh,
God. All right.
Wait.
That seems like a terrible
idea. What is the baby's name going to be?
What's the baby's
Benson, which is my maiden name. So we'll
Benson.
That's nice.
That's cute.
Good for you.
Well, congratulations and good luck tomorrow.
I like it. Little Benny.
Benson.
All right. So the first question is, Vinny.
God damn it.
Did you have premarital sex when you arrived here at the Fairmont?
No. We arrived with our three-year-old, and we went swimming as soon as we got here. No.
Sarah and Yuzi, are you moist?
I mean, somewhat.
What?
I don't have to like run to the bathroom to wipe myself or anything.
Oh wait, yes, somebody has.
You meant? I thought you were talking.
I got your toilet seat covers.
Yes, my face is slightly moist.
Thank you so much.
I didn't realize what we were talking about. My bad.
This is a really good question.
Oh.
It says, does John really like The Bachelorette, or does Sarah force him to watch it? Tell the truth for once. John is here, everyone.
John!
She makes me watch it.
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
I was going to f*** your brains out later. And you just ruined it.
No, in all honesty, I was a closet bachelor watcher. I know it's freaking horrible, but and I turned Sarah onto it. So she's right.
All right, I'll you still.
Well,
I'll do all that you like, honey.
Oh my God!
God damn it!
What men will laid?
You are not kidding.
All right, this is bad advice. My boyfriend wakes me up in the morning by sticking his face.
Oh, man.
He thinks it's hot, but
it seems really nice of him, doesn't it?
It kind of annoys me. Should I tell him, or should I just be cool and do my girlfriend duties?
Well,
I think that's an easy one.
Oh, yep. Oh, do you? I'm sure the guys and girls will have different answers.
Yeah, probably.
Is he bumping it up against your mouth, or is it like a mushroom slap thing? Like, wake up. Wake up, honey. Yeah, that's annoying I'm asleep. Like, he's already treading on dangerous ground. Like, that would, like, really piss me off. I do think you should say something, because I think that'll fester in you.
Use that? You like to be woken up that way?
With a in my face? No.
Oh, Rob, there's a in my face.
Oh, I am hungry.
Oh, my God, I am
oh
hungry.
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
Oh, my God, I was just dreaming about this is so coincidental.
Oh, okay. No, dude.
All right, now let's hear the guy.
But if you, I'm like
while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Woo! Then I'm off.
Look at Bridge.
Look at Johnny V out there. He's like, what I hear.
Wait, Johnny V's out there?
He's right out there at the door.
Oh my God!
Run, Forrest! Run!
Run, John! Run! Hey, Johnny.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Johnny V.
Here. Oh my God.
Do you ever wake up Yuzette that way?
Which way?
Right.
That is so John.
What? What happened?
One of the ways, probably.
What's the conversation?
Do you ever wake her up by slapping her in the face with your.
No, the other way.
Oh, just you. Tuck it on. And just start.
Finish what you were going to say because you started to say something.
I just can't.
No,
just,
you
come
can't.
Come on.
No, I can't.
Fan her, Vaughn, fan her. Then she'll talk. All right, he's fanning you. Go ahead.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Oh, are you having a hot flash right now?
I am. Woo. Oh, thank you both. Oh, wow. Oh, I better take my clothes off.
Oh, speaking of, we have a question about that in a minute.
What?
Go ahead, finish your sentence.
No, if you like woke me up, you want to see, like I'm okay with that.
Oh. It sounds like she's asking for that.
Cheers, buddy. Look at him with his drink. All right.
Speaking of drinks, is there a bar in here?
Yes.
Beware tonight.
Can I get a vodka soda with lime, please?
Beware tonight. You're funny.
All right.
John will pay for it.
Did you want to do something, Vinny, here, or should I go to the next one?
Go to the next one.
Are you sure? It sounded like you were about to say something about her getting undressed.
Thank you, Juan.
Well, there was a text earlier today.
I wasn't there today.
No, I know, but we got it, and someone had said that on our 21st birthday, you'd promised back that you would tell us some of the things that you'd been holding back on us about previous work experience.
We have audio. I just can't play it right now because I don't have the computer.
Yeah, then I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but...
No, we heard it, and it's true. You promised to do it on your...
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, look at her face. She's so pissed.
All right, let's make
the wrong Mexican.
We'll come back to it.
All right.
Bada boom bow.
Arun, everybody.
Goodness
gracious. There you go. Thank you, guys.
The Fairmont over delivers, everyone.
Every time.
This one says, I'm seriously considering running for public office. Will my nude pics help or hurt?
Help.
These days, they might help you. I mean, are they super raunchy?
They'll hurt.
Bend over, pull apart.
You want to stand up, whoever wrote that?
Seriously considering running for office,
is that you,
huh?
Caleb?
Caleb. You know.
Like, I wonder, just like on a local level, it seem like that it just doesn't matter anymore?
It
like,
doesn't
everyone's
matter.
Got nude pictures.
It's bad. Don't do it.
Don't run for office?
Don't.
Well, maybe they're
don't.
A good
just
person
don't.
Who would like, I mean, just because you took nude pictures doesn't make you a bad person. So you might still have something to offer.
Yeah, your naked body isn't going to keep you from getting elected.
Not
boning an intern when you're married in the Oval Office is something you might want to not do. But right. A naked picture, we've all got them.
All right, this is a really good one. I really like this guy I'm dating, but I hate his family. His mom is a total bitch.
Oh,
she treats
God.
Me like should I break up with him?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
His mom is a monumental
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's
yeah,
horrible.
You want to break up.
That sucks, but it is part of the deal.
Yeah,
when you
cannot.
It depends how close. If he's willing to be like, yeah, she is a monumental and I won't hang out with her after we get married.
Hold on. The audience has something to say.
Right. You're not dating your mom. Hands.
Yeah, but if you wind up married to that person and now you have and then you have kids and that's the grandparents and
part-time
you know you marry the
family.
Whole
family.
It's hard though.
Yeah,
they
right.
Show up
he
though, dude.
His,
there you are.
On. Someone else
family.
Has something to say. Right. I hope this is good.
What?
He goes. I hope this.
I think you're missing the point. Like the way that she was talking to him
is
and about
note?
His mom was just so hateful
very.
That there's no way they can ever be together.
Right. Agreed.
You can't be
that's
with
true.
Someone
she
that
pulled out
talks about
the C
your mom
word,
like that.
You know, in a note to a morning show. Like I really.
Well,
think,
I mean, that's probably the time to pull it out, right?
I guess so. This show, if there's any.
All place. Right, here's the next one. Where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
Human.
I don't
Where's
think she's
Rachel?
Here.
Where's Rachel?
Where is she?
Is there a Rachel here?
I didn't invite her.
Any Rachel?
Hooman so did show up with two hot mamas.
Oh, where are the hot mamas?
Yeah, where are those two? Aaron and I can't remember
where
the other girl's
you?
Name, but he showed up with two hot chicks, like ready to.
Well, they're just
rock.
My friends. I don't even know where they went. Oh,
they're
there
just
they
your
are.
Friends?
Actually, one of her friends has an update. I forgot the chick's name, but she did a bad advice with us.
The chick's name?
They're your friends, hey. And you forgot their name.
I forgot the
miss,
chick's
oh
name.
Miss,
oh my God.
Stand up.
That is so great.
Remind me your name again.
Kelly.
Kelly, and what was your ooh, bad advice?
She's cute.
About
Oh, what?
How is it possible I don't remember Kelly's letter about
remind us what the
yeah,
walk us through
we don't
the situation.
Know.
Everyone just settle down.
All right.
Kelly, what was the bad advice that we helped you with? Just recap it. Give us the Cliff Notes version.
I just remember that it took Vinny's head clean off.
Yeah.
And what do you want to recap?
Well, what was the bad advice
yeah,
that we helped
what,
you with?
What was the
I
question?
My fist straight up my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, up his okay.
And then put it in his mouth.
Oh.
And this was, he asked for this.
You
like,
just
please.
Did it again. Oh.
Took his head off again.
When you someone.
I'm telling you that I've never done that before. That
hold moment. On. I just want you to know something. I should get your, I have this whole pack of rubber gloves I bought at Costco. I can't use them for the life of me. but it sounds like you need them.
Jesus!
I have a question.
Hold on, Sarah has a question.
Because I feel like, you know, we hear about this... This
okay.
Well, don't worry. Don't
you're
fine.
The star of the
shake
show.
It off, yeah, shake it off. So,
shake it
winner.
Off.
Like, I picture, like, if it goes in, like, it can't even go, like, it just bounces like off this, the ass like that. This. Yeah, like, yeah. So are we talking, like, you narrow your fingers here?
A swan, right?
Look at her technique, everyone. Go ahead and hold on.
So it's not really. It's
see
more
that?
Like.
It's like a swan.
The five finger death punch.
I think I remember this. She said it goes all the way up to the elbow, right? Like, up
okay,
to here?
I just want to clarify.
All the way
one
up
thing.
To the elbow?
Is that
okay,
right?
It was not to the elbow. That okay. was a little of an exaggeration, but it was pretty, you know, to the.
Like, your wrist was like your whole hand was like you stood back and you looked and your hand had disappeared inside.
Hold on. I have a question. For how many days are you like, hush? Oh,
good oh question.
For how many
solid
days
question.
Are you just
oh
like,
my God,
God, it's
really?
Still under my. Nails.
I really hope. No. Okay, there's that. He's my ex, so there's that. But
can I ask a question? How many times did you do this? Be honest for once.
Yeah, for once.
So when you do that to somebody once, they like it. They,
right.
They want it every time. To
so how many? Be honest for once.
At least three times a week.
Oh, shut up!
Oh my.
Give him the swan.
And how many weeks did
yeah,
this go
yes.
on? I mean, are we talking 30 times, 60
how many
times?
Weeks? How many weeks?
How many
Well, I dated him for 2.5 years.
Oh, 2.5 wow. years.
Wow.
We're talking
you know,
300
we've
to
wait,
600
and,
times.
And he broke up with me.
Oh. That had to be humiliating.
What is he? Is he like, your fist is too small?
I'm going to need someone
nails
with bigger, bigger
yeah.
knuckles.
Yeah.
Incredible ingredients make incredible meals. That's why Blue Apron partners with a community of over 150 artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, sustainable fisheries, and responsible ranchers across the United States. Thanks to these partnerships, Blue Apron is able to deliver fresh, seasonal, perfectly portioned ingredients with easy-to-follow recipes right to your door for under $10 per person per meal. Log in each week to select the recipes you want to cook, or let Blue Apron choose based on your food preferences. With Blue Apron, there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Rediscover how fun cooking can be while enjoying specialty ingredients and exploring new flavors and cuisines. When you cook with Blue Apron, you bring the best ingredients to your table while developing a sustainable food system for future generations. Join the growing community of Blue Apron home chefs today and get your first three Blue Apron meals free plus free shipping at blueapron.com/Vinny. That's blueapron.com/Vinny. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Yeah.
Damn,
anyways.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right, well,
so wait,
do you have an update?
Wait, no, I have more questions. So.
Seriously.
He's not done yet.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Do new boyfriends, as you guys are discussing your past experiences, do you tell them this was something?
No, that's going to my grave and with all of you here.
Okay.
Never
nothing leaves
again.
This room, as you know.
Yeah nothing leaves this room.
You're so hot. I can't imagine someone breaking up with you, especially you're willing to do that.
I know. Anything. Jesus.
The girl is adorable. I mean, she's like a hero. She's a superhero among women.
Anything else you want to add? Any updates? How's your life?
Yeah, what's the update?
Nothing. Life's good.
I'm still question. Single?
I don't have not done my whole up some guy's anymore.
So I'm good. How are you?
I don't have to go to bed thinking I'm going to have to shove my fist.
Did you ever have a dream where your hand like got stuck up there?
No, but at some point I just wanted to take it out and punch him with
well,
it. You know.
Well, okay, so hold on. At the beginning of the
violent.
Story, you said it goes in, and then you bring it up to his mouth and put it in
no,
his...
No. He's the one that pulled it out and put it into his mouth.
Oh.
Ah. All right. And I think we just valued.
No, we have bottomed out for sure. No doubt.
I apologize.
Everyone,
I apologize.
Kelly, everyone. Kelly, come on. Give her a round.
Kelly.
It never ceases to amaze me what people will stand up and admit to us.
I just want to know if there's like bits and pieces to
Kelly.
Her arm and stuff. Like
bits and pieces of what?
Duh.
Like, yeah.
So those are my friends, everyone. Oh, no. Thanks for coming, guys.
Wow.
Hey, I work in HR and have been dating one of my employees for 8 months.
Uh-oh.
No one at work knows. Do I go with the boy or the job?
Job!
First of all, everybody at work
knows. I've been
knows.
There for nine and a half years, and he's been there 3 years. Do you want to stand up, whoever wrote this?
Don't do it. Don't.
Where are you?
You can do it.
Stay
You're safe
down.
Here. This
All
is
right.
a safe
what,
space.
What should she do?
I don't know. Because I know my first instinct is job, too.
Well, but if she's been there 9.5 years, it doesn't matter. She loves her job. So should she pick the job or the boy?
I don't know. Does she love him?
All right.
If she's even, if she's asking us,
it seems
the
like
job.
The job. Yeah.
How big is this?
How big is this? She shouted out. I don't even know
How
where
big
you are.
This paycheck, I think, is what she meant to
she
say.
She said 12 inches. Okay. Here we go.
I love that you ask these and then just throw them
I
down.
Like to get faced every weekend. It's so much fun, but my lame-ass friends think it's a problem. I know they are just jealous and lame. What should I do? Should I stop drinking?
Yeah. That one's for me. That's
Get
for
new
me.
Friends.
Probably. Yeah.
Just write apology notes every morning.
There's always someone at the bar who will hang with you. Take it from me.
Well, listen, if you keep yourself...
Don't worry
weekend,
about it. You're fine.
You're total... I mean... I don't know.
All right, everyone.
If you're
saying,
holding
you're
down a job and you're
listen,
only...
I got like 5,000 of these. Let's just let's
oh quick. My God. Okay.
Why is hotel sex better than sex at home?
Because you're f-ing at a hotel. That's why.
Is that why?
Yeah, it's because you don't care.
Giselle, why is hotel sex better than home sex?
What?
Nothing.
Oh my God! Like you didn't hear it. What because you're at mean? A hotel. You don't care if you make a mess.
I don't
mess
know
and
what
you...
it is about hotels. Is Michelle here?
Yeah, she's right there.
She's oh, sorry.
Sorry. She wants you to f***ing her hotel.
Oh, my God.
So hotels are for.
Hotels are f***ing amazing. I just love f***ing in a hotel.
Hear that, everyone?
Why? Why do
I don't
you...
know why. I don't know why. I just do.
Because the TV here doesn't get as many channels. You're like, I watched everything. I'm done with this whole TV.
I finished
There's nothing
it.
On this TV that I haven't seen 20 times.
All right. What is a queef? Does that really happen?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Come on.
Who
of course.
Wrote that?
Ladies.
All right. Find any lady in the audience and ask them what a queef is. I want
to
hear someone
wants
else define
to answer
it.
That.
Just walk up
there. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Well.
We got a volunteer.
What's a queef?
Your hand was up, miss. Go ahead.
It's when there's some air pressure up in there, and so it makes...
Up in where?
In your vagina. In your lady parts.
Vagina works for us.
Yeah, vagina, lady parts, makes noise.
Little air gets in there, especially yep. certain positions, and suddenly you're like... And you're, oh, my God, that's embarrassing. I swear that was a queef, not a fart.
It's a vagina fart.
Yeah, it's a vagina fart.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is a
good job.
This
Were
is a deep question.
Are we done with that one? Is that one done?
Yeah. I mean, anyone else want to answer that?
Well,
yeah.
Does Vinny want to say more?
Oh, no. I was. So that happened to you a lot? Or?
Is it a bummer for dudes? Because it happens once in a while, and you just
no,
like,
No, guys
oops.
Don't give a
I don't
I mean,
care
yeah, do you guys care when that happens?
No. Is there a dude here who's been like, well, I'm done with that?
Yeah.
I think if it were like on every thrust, it might become a thing. But yeah, I mean, if it was just...
Yeah, it happens, you know? Can't help it.
We got that. Where's my Sam? There we go. Yeah, that's not okay. Right? I mean, that's too much.
Well, maybe if you were a little bigger, it wouldn't
be the same. Oh, my God.
All right. This is a really deep question. Kelly, you doing okay? You all right over
Kelly.
There? I'm keeping her
you.
So far, you're the highlight of the show.
I don't know. Choreographed queefing. Did you just see that?
That was pretty
awesome. Feeling pretty proud of that.
At what age... do I move from a cougar to a saber tooth?
Oh, oh my God.
She writes, still hot Jesus. At 50. Miss, you want to stand up? Is that you? Oh.
Well, I mean,
what age
as
become
a 50-year-old, I would like to think that it's quite a bit further down the road. I mean, I never even heard saber tooth. That's really funny. I say you're a saber tooth at age... 70.
70 is fair.
Yeah.
You got till 70.
Yeah, you're still a cougar.
Hey, Sarah.
What?
Can I please sing karaoke with you?
What song? What song you want to do?
Of Amanda. Amanda, where are you?
Amanda.
Oh, hold
All
on.
Right, well, what song should we do together?
Amanda, what song? Oh, sorry.
What
song do you want to sing?
Like some classic duet.
Yeah. I love singing just like you, Sarah.
Oh my God,
and I'll sing
so great.
Anything at all.
Don't you have a go-to song? What song?
My go-to song was going to be It Happens by Sugarland. It's a little country, though.
Yeah, I
love classic rock. I love the hit 40 right now. Like, I'm your girl. I can do anything.
All right, meet me at the pool party, and we'll work something out.
What's your second one?
My second one?
Of go-tos?
Well, it's Shania Twain, so I know it's country, but it's not even that serious. I absolutely love your voice, and I love that you are just you. You don't try and change your voice for anybody. You sing as you are, and I get goosebumps every time.
Thank you.
I get goosebumps, and I would just be
that
honored
is so
to
sweet.
Sing.
I know. So you're sweet. Wonderful, and I'll totally
we'll
do it. It's on.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Meet
me over there. We'll work out a song together. Something fun.
That's cute.
That is
okay, I can't believe I'm about to ask this question.
Oh, really? Now? This one is the one.
This is the one.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this chick has run up to me 3 times, and I can't find her. So, it's her friend that wants to know this.
Uh-oh.
So, when I ask this girl who's run up to me 3 times, raise your hand.
All right.
Don't be shy. Here we go.
Where are you, girl?
This might be the girl. I met a girl on my way walking to get my... go out to my car, and she goes, I'm here for Hooman. And I went, No.
You're derailing, bro. You're derailing. All right.
Where's Rachel? Rachel.
Where's Rachel?
Stop laughing. All right. This is not a joke question.
Oh, really?
Everyone
okay,
just,
all right.
Everyone
be serious,
just, everyone
you guys.
Calm down right. for a second. Be serious
We're
for a second.
To
this
be
is not
serious,
a joke.
Everyone.
How do you get Maddie?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Where are you?
She's right there.
Oh. Well.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this for you?
It's for my friend right here.
Oh, she called her out.
Shoot.
We have maybe both asked the question to each other at one point, but...
Can you stand up?
Guys should really both stand up right now.
Stand up. Don't be
shy. Get in the aisle. So
they're both super hot.
All right. So these girls, we all know what they're up to. Now listen. Of course, I wouldn't know, but I would assume just sitting on the toilet and going.
That's what we both did.
And
we
how does it
we
go?
We texted each other on the. She texted me one day and was like, "So how do you get out of your?" I was like, "Oh, so you had sex then?" That was how she told me that had happened. And then, a month later, I was like, "So remember that question you asked me last month?"
All right, do we have a professional in the house? Here we go.
A professional, all right.
Stand up.
All right.
Here we go.
Girls, thank you.
Clearly, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Yuzette, Vaughn, they don't know.
I was thinking maybe the guy just faked it and you couldn't get it out because there wasn't any up there.
Oh. Shooting blanks. All right, yes, Miss, what's your name?
I just put it in my mouth, Hooman.
Oh, thank you.
Yikes.
Hi, right, Miss, what's your name?
Oh, my God.
I'm going with no name, but... I agree with Sarah. You just push real hard. It just comes right out.
Seems like that would be the way.
And I agree with you, Seth. Just put in. I mean, why wait still on?
Agree.
Yes.
Really?
It sounds like they've tried that already, though.
Yeah, it didn't work for them. Anyone else have some amazing advice for this? We could really use some help. We got a nurse. Does the nurse know? Where is the nurse?
She's going, no.
Oh, wait. Our old intern might have some advice. Jen, everybody.
Oh, Jen.
No. Jen, come here.
Wait. Jen has a lot of experience.
What was her nickname? Cuckoo Bird?
No, Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird. Dirty Bird, everyone. Dirty Bird.
Why do you need to get it out?
Oh, shoot.
Nice.
All right. Let's move on.
Everybody.
On that note.
Good job, Jen.
All right, you guys, this is another...
Bada-bop, bada-boom. What do you do?
This is even deeper.
Beautifully done, Dirty Bird.
Okay, hold on. Before you ask this question, are there any Secret Show virgins here tonight?
Oh, my God.
Are you...
No.
That's this lady right here.
What do you think so far?
Are you horrified?
It's insane.
I have to say, this is a particularly bad one. Is there? I apologize to anyone here who's offended.
Hold on, let's ask somebody else. Right. Sir, what do you think?
Is it really a bad one?
I think this one is a bad one.
The mouth thing. And the...
Kelly, you okay? I'm sending love your way. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Everyone loves it. My husband. This is deep, everyone. This is deep. I need you to focus
for once.
All right.
My husband is going to Burning Man this year and wants a free pass. We're not done. He has gotten one before during long international trips, but this isn't international. And I'm leaning towards letting him have a free pass at Burning Man. What should I do? Sarah and Vinny first, please.
Well, I'm not going to bust the guy's game. You should do it. You should let him do that.
I mean, she's given him free passes in the past.
If it's not a thing, then let him do it.
If it's no thing, let him do it. But, you know, obviously give him the talk about being safe and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's hard. I would never give John a free pass up for anything like that.
John's back in the room going, oh, what?
No, but, I mean, I've definitely said, like, if some went down, like, it wouldn't be, you know, and you weren't, like, in love with her or something. I mean, if you fall in love with some bitch, I'll kill you. But, you know, I mean, happens. I would never say, you have my permission. But if he's going to Burning Man, I mean, that's such a crazy experience. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel bad even giving...
Some
permission, I know.
What's happening? The crowd is getting up on
you. Calm down.
Whatever.
Thanks for coming.
Don't you just take LSD at Burning Man?
People do that.
I do not want to bone on LSD, or I never did. You want to run around and be kooky. You don't want to bone.
If she's sending her husband to Burning Man and she's given him free passes in the past, I say she gives him another free pass. But that sounds like it's their relationship. I don't know that I could do that. Yes, she gets a free pass that weekend, too.
Bow.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
Free pass.
Bow. All right, let's keep going. Is everyone exhausted already?
No, I'm having fun.
You're powering through this, man.
Is it okay for a big girl to wear a two-piece swimsuit at the pool party?
Yes, it's totally okay.
I'm all about it.
There's no reason anyone should not wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
Unless you're like one of those people at Walmart where it's like, okay, there's more going on here than just, you know, that's... We've all seen those. Some of those are just like, oh, it's actually sad.
Oh, look, another Where's Rachel?
Oh.
Where's Rachel?
Have you guys ever seen any of the other of you vomit?
Hey, wait, can I ask you a question?
No, I'm in the middle of
a question.
Can you please text Rachel right now and say, where are you?
Yeah, text Rachel.
We don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore. I have her number.
Oh, text her.
Don't clap for that.
Just text Where's Rachel and see if she texts you back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to text her. All right, have any of you guys ever seen any of the others of you vomit? Yes.
Of us. I might have seen you vomit one time.
Me? I don't think so. I don't vomit.
I think I would remember it. I don't think
I would say no.
I drink a lot and I don't vomit. So.
Okay, I think no is the answer. No.
Yeah.
Good, solid question, though. It's great.
This is a good question. How do I politely ask my male companion/man toy to lose his Buddha belly? Girls, any advice on that?
I don't know, Hooman. Tell us.
I feel like this is pointed at me.
Well, if he's... I don't know. I mean, isn't it kind of rude to ask your man toy to do anything? I mean...
Yeah. Well, do what everybody does. You're going to eat that? Really? You really think you should order that? I don't think so.
You're getting a Buddha belly.
Okay, are Bryn and Anita still doing it every day now that she's pregnant? Is it weird, Bryn? Is it weird bumping your baby with your penis?
That's a f***ed up question, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, now we know why you were doing it every day, because you guys were trying to get pregnant. Right?
No, we weren't. I mean, if it happened, it happened. We don't do it as much. Well, and you know what? It's.
Where is she?
She's somewhere
Anita,
out there.
Where are you?
Honey, sit
Anita
down.
Anita, wait.
Don't worry about it. Anita.
Anita.
Someone point to her. It's hard to see.
Well, I don't think she's.
She's
here.
Not here.
Oh, wait.
She's hiding.
No?
She's wait, here. Where is she?
She's crouched down behind a chair.
She's
right
hanging
now.
Out with Christina and Isla.
All right.
Actually,
Bryn,
she is. She just texted me a picture.
Bryn,
of them.
Answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did.
All right. Bryn,
so
answer
is
the
it,
question.
Is it weird?
Is it weird that we don't do it as much?
No.
Is it weird that your penis is hitting your baby every day?
Well,
it's head.
I mean, I don't think that happens, right? That's
what does the nurse say? Nurse, does it happen?
Does that happen?
Nurse, does it happen?
Just say
the
yes.
The nurse is saying no.
What's wrong with you?
I've actually read about that. I don't think that happens.
All right.
They said there's some cushion in between. There's like protection
yeah, there's
there.
Cushion.
There's like fluids and
no
stuff.
No problem.
Still, the baby's got like she's laying.
Come
baby,
on, Sarah,
the baby's going like this.
Don't bum me out, please.
The baby's going.
Don't do
ow,
that.
Ow, 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 ow.
I certainly
ow,
think about
ow,
that, but don't, please.
Daddy.
Kelly, you okay? Say yes. Wave to me. Thank you.
Hey,
good.
Vaughn.
Hey, so human. Yes. Sorry, we have less than 10 minutes. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Vaughn.
We have 5,000 questions left.
Oh. Give Vaughn a question.
Vaughn, please use butity in a sentence.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we didn't let Vaughn do any. Oh, they are.
Go ahead.
They are really playing.
Okay. Butity in a
cool
sentence.
Yeah, can you do it?
I don't know. The butity of life is beautititious.
Ah! You got a new word!
Beautititious.
I don't know
what that
it
means.
It evolves every
okay
year.
I love it.
Okay.
That's funny.
Is my body too beautititious for you, babe?
What advice do you have for a woman who can't get past second base with a guy that she's been seeing?
What?
Human, that one's for you.
I know, right? I think that's great. Enjoy it.
He must really like you.
That's kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Where's that lady? Is he like...
Oh, man. I think it's great.
All right. Should we keep going?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry.
He's rejecting your
I
question.
Know.
Well,
like...
we only have 10 minutes.
Left.
I'll leave it.
Are we going to hear Sarah and John having sex tonight?
Hear us?
Yeah, will people hear it?
Sure. No. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yay!
What John said.
Did John just say sure?
Yeah. It had to be John.
Yeah.
I don't see him, though.
Who drinks more, Sarah or Yuzi?
Yuzi. I don't think
anyone.
This is a good one. Finally. My guy wants sex in public, like bus stops, park benches, by the lake.
Oh.
How safe is it to do that? Do you think we'll get caught?
Yes, they will get caught.
Eventually.
It's not that safe, but it is pretty hot.
Is it?
Kind of.
So you'd be into that?
Well,
person writes...
It's fun to do it in, like, a crazy situation.
So you guys all saying do it, take the risk?
Yeah.
I went to Chico.
Chico!
Oh, is that their whole question?
Yeah. Good for you. Way to get us all to do that. Nothing to follow that up. You
and that's it. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I have to say.
Says, we love you, my morning family. Hugs and kisses, the naked lesbians from San Jose.
Where are they?
They're in the front row.
Aww, hi, naked lesbians.
Hi, girls. Aww.
Aww.
They're super tan.
I know. You guys look like...
Damn.
You're like...
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you were in Mexico.
Hanging in Mexico.
We were in Mexico last week.
Good for you guys.
No naked beaches,
though.
That's okay.
That's too bad.
Did you see us?
Well, we've got a pool party coming up. It's nice and warm out.
It is.
Certainly no rules at the pool
we
party.
We might be in for it. Give us a few more.
Well, we
Michelle's
win a
out there going, no, there's
rules. There's totally rules. You're at the Fairmont. There's rules. Right, Michelle?
That's how easy she is.
Yeah, rules.
I love Michelle. Michelle, by the way, owns all the Fairmont hotels.
Yeah, Michelle has it, everyone.
Michelle is clearly the real dirty bird. She loves The Secret Show. Like, she's heard it a few times, and she still lets us come back.
I know. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Like, I always apologize.
All right, this is a really serious question. Oh,
can I ask a question first?
Yes, you
it's a long one.
Oh, you're such a f***ing Oh, God, he's such a Okay. How many people are planning on karaokeing? Just so I have an idea.
A lot. Look at that.
Like, that looks like okay. 25
30
people.
Hands.
30 people.
We're going to, like, when we get to the pool, we'll put in a request and papers.
Yeah, a little sign-up sheet.
You know, we'll do the best we can. All right, A-hole.
All right. This is long and deep.
All right.
I'm 34, recently divorced. Now I now find myself attracted to men in their 50s. It's physical attraction.
Yeah!
Intellectual, and I find they're such gentlemen. To be honest, I'm attracted to their stability. How do I approach them so they won't think I'm a gold digger? I'm successful in my own right, looking for good times and true love.
You're tripping. A guy would totally want to bone you. What do you even think?
My husband says it all the time. Guys will f*** anything. Just go on over. Be like, hey, I'm 34 and I'm in the 50-year-olds. Woo! They'll be like, wow.
That is not a problem.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I usually just say hi.
And then what happens?
Guys will take it from there.
Yeah.
They line up outside the window.
How do I have sex in a crowded pod without anyone noticing?
A pod?
That's a good question.
Wait, what?
Anyone have any advice?
Wait, what?
A crowded pod?
Yeah, pod. Pod. P-O-D.
What kind of pod? I don't understand.
Who wrote that?
What are we talking?
Oh, is it pool? Crowded pool? All right, how do I have sex in a crowded pool without anybody? It looks like pod. It looks like P-O-D.
It's still the same question. Someone's trying to do it with other people standing right there.
Well, yeah, you gotta be. I mean, Hooman, you're the only one with the kind of skill set that could really pull that off. So maybe you should answer that one. Those are sound like advanced
anyone,
moves.
Anyone have any advice for
I
that?
Love
anyone?
That they're over there going, it's sit a pool. It. It's a pool.
It's a pool.
The pod. Dummy.
All right, here's a good one. Is it possible to just have sex with one of my friends just for fun without feelings involved? Is it possible? I don't want to fuck up the friendship.
Yeah, you can
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Just bone him and then high five him at the end. He'll know. He'll fully know. Just be like, that was fucking hot.
That one, it's you don't know because if he's got feelings going into it, then it might be.
Then he's a puss.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a really good one.
It's a good way to fuck up a friendship.
Bryn, you're one of the best movie critics in the country. I miss it when you don't do the movie reviews. Less human, more Bryn.
Oh.
Bryn, your thoughts?
I don't know right now. I'm texting Rachel.
Are you really texting Rachel?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, wait, oh my God, you're in my town.
She's in Sonoma?
Oh my God, she's from
Sonoma,
here?
Sonoma, isn't she?
And you didn't invite her?
Well, it's full. We don't have room.
Did you invite her to the pool party?
I said, how long did it take to get here?
Oh, shoot.
You're
oh, man.
I'm sorry, what was
you're
the question?
You're a bad person.
Who, man?
Bad.
Do count as sex?
Yes. Yeah.
I heard some no's.
No, there's no no's.
Are sex?
Yeah, it's also known as face It's
and then
did
they
I
go
swallow?
On.
Do I, did I swallow?
What?
Is that a determinant?
Does that make a difference? Hey, I just want to let you guys
virgins,
know.
Oh, virgins, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what did Rachel say?
We're at 100 bleeps.
Woo!
I can't believe we're only at 100 bleeps.
This thing's going to be unlistenable.
are cheating?
Yeah. Cheating? Yes.
Cheating. What's wrong with you?
They're sex.
We so just the question. Said it's
Oh, you sat.
All right.
Last one.
Oh, let's see. What
this
time
is the last
is?
One?
What time is
I think
it?
So.
How much time do we have?
We have two more times. Two more.
Two more times?
Yeah.
Two more types.
Are those times?
It depends how fast minutes? I am. Hold on.
The times are minutes. Two of them. We have them. Go.
Go.
Married for 12 years to my best friend and partner. No young kids, so no excuses. The sex has fallen off the cliff, not in a good way. How do you start talking about it again? Help.
When is falling off a cliff?
Sounds like they've stopped.
Vinny, you first.
What's the question again? Sorry.
How do they get their sex life back?
We got to wait till the kid will sleep through the night, or you got to get someone to
No, they have no kids.
Oh, no kids?
No kids, 12 years of boning, and it's falling off. That's called the normal course of things.
Yeah.
You need to say, I need more sex. Let's do something crazy. Let's do it on a park. I mean, you just need to spice
but
it up.
But what if they're not into each other anymore?
Well, then they're done.
Hey.
It's run its course.
We're going to end on a high note. We have a live bad advice.
Oh. All right.
Oh, it's not the queefer?
Oh, here she is.
He was walking right for the queefer girl.
Oh, my God.
Hi. What's your name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela.
That's a little personal, but I don't know if it's that exciting.
We'll determine.
So, yeah, we'll tell you. I'll tell you to sit
I
down.
Dated a guy for 5 years, lived with him, 10 years younger than I am. We broke up about a year and a half. I'm 38.
Okay.
Year and a half broken up. All of a sudden, he wants to fix things. Oh. But he's emotionally f***ed up. And it's like he wants to fix things. But it almost seems like he wants to have his cake and eat it too.
He wants to bang you again. He remembers how great it was for those 10 years. But he doesn't like... Oh, sorry, 5. 10 years age difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Has he been your booty call in the past year?
Yes.
Oh, so
the sex is amazing.
Well, just
so I think that's why I'm all kind of like okay.
But now
but
he said he
not.
Wants to put the whole relationship back together, move back in, that kind of thing.
No. Yeah, slowly, but
I don't know. Seems like that's stalling your life.
I'm 38 years old.
You don't have time for that.
When was the last time you hooked up?
My time.
When was the last time you hooked up? Be honest for once.
Yeah, for once.
A week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah, a week ago.
Did you freeze eggs?
Not yet.
You do it.
What are you waiting for?
That's what my gynecologist said. I already have a kid.
You got to worry about that as much.
Yeah, she's 21.
Oh, my God. You had her young.
How old? 21?
My kid's 21.
Wow.
Yeah. Your kid will be older than that when you're 38.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the point.
Yeah. So the point is, yes. I'm not sure what the point is. Is it that he wants to continue?
The point is, do I give him that shot or do I just say,
he wants to rekindle the whole relationship and not just be a booty call?
He wants to fix things, but he doesn't want to put in the effort.
I hate him.
We all hate his guts.
I'm done with him. We all hate his guts. Yeah, forget that.
Yeah, no.
No.
And you should stop banging him, too. Like, he doesn't
deserve
you.
I like something different.
She can still bang
him. Hold on, Yuzette has some incredible advice. We're going to end on a high note.
All right,
Yuzette. Everyone, just quiet down. We need total silence
all right,
for this.
Total silence. Here we go.
This will be good.
Well, I'm a girl.
What?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I know. Do you like f***ing him? Then f*** him and f***ing leave his shit behind, but f*** the shit out of that dude. Bye, Felix. Felisa.
Well, that was deep.
Felix.
You, man.
All right, let's go f***ing party at the pool.
Pool party!
Goddamn karaoke songs. Oh, hold on, honey. Hold on, everyone.
More shit to read.
Here we go.
I have stuff to say. Hold on.
I gotta get my things on.
Kelly, you okay?
End of secret show. Thank yous.
All right.
Michelle Heston.
Thanks, Michelle.
From the Fairmont Hotels for partnering with Alice yet again. Somehow we have not blown this relationship. Let's try and blow it tonight.
No, let's not.
Angela Arun from Fairmont, Sonoma Mission, and it's spot for taking
Angela,
care of everything. Angela
awesome.
And
awesome.
Arun. They're two different people.
Yes.
Alan Rosen, yes. Bananas at Large, for the karaoke grand prize
Thank
with the custom
Alan.
Yeah, Alan.
And you guys, all y'all.
Hey,
thank
before,
you for listening and thank you for
you guys
coming
leave.
Out tonight.
We'll be back here tomorrow morning
doing
our show at
6 a.m.
So we want you to come back if you can.
Set your alarms. We know most of you won't make it. We accept that.
Look at everybody running for drinks.
Let's go to the pool party.
There's a bar at the pool, everyone.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming. Woo!